We're in Hilchas Pesach. We are up to Simin Tov Ayin Bei Sif Hei. We'll be doing Hei through Zayin. So we just learned the halachas of Heseba, how one has to lean when he has the arbakosis in the mitzvah of matzah. The halacha that of the sheet of the Rav Yoh that Bizman Hazeh, really, since aristocrats don't lean back, they don't recline when they eat, and therefore it shouldn't be of Shaykh today. We do not go with the Rav Yoh. However, the Ramah didn't bring a minhag of women not doing Heseba, that they do rely on the Rav Yoh. I failed to mention some things that the Mishtabur brings up, the halach of an oval. An oval is also chayiv in Heseba, in reclining. However, he says that he should not be reclining on a fancy bed. Just take a simple pillow and lean back on that. And he also mentions that the minig is that an oval doesn't wear a kittel at the Seder. But if one wants to, ein mochin biyado, and it seems like there are two different minhagim. So, sifhei ben etzel aviv, tzarech heseba. A son in front of his father needs heseba. Now, reclining in front of a father, one would say, is a lack of mora ava aim. However, we say that a father is probably mochel, and therefore, he does have to lean. Afilu rabo muvak, even if the father is his rebbe, because he's his father, and therefore he's mochalim. Whereas Talmud lifnei rabo, one who is not a son, but it's a Talmud in front of his rebbe, ein sarach haseba, he is potter from haseba, and the Mishnah Berurah mentions that pshat is not just that he's potter, but he is osur in haseba. Afilu eino rabo muvak, even if it's not rabo muvak, even this is not the rebbe that he learned Rov Chachmoso from. El imkein yitin lo rabo rishus, unless his rebbe gave him rishus. Now, if he doesn't ask rishus from the rebbe, he's mekayim the mitzvah of kvod rabo, also, especially bizman hazeh, where we find heseba awkward, and we don't even know if you're chayiv in heseba because of the shittas Rav Yoh that aristocrats who don't recline, and that in an era that aristocrats don't recline, no one really has to. So it may pay not even to ask rishus, and this way he just will not lean back. The Talmud Chacham Muflig Bedoro, if you're talking about a Gadol Ador, Afal Pishal Olamad Mimenu Klum, even though you don't know that you ever learned anything from him, Choshev Karabo, he's considered everybody's Rebbe, Vein Tzarech Haseba, and one does not do a Seba in front of him. Now, the Ramos says, V'dafkik Sholchan Al Shulchan Echad, that's only if they're all eating on one table. Avlim Ochal Shulchan Mifnei Atzmo Tzarech Lahaseb. Whereas if you're eating at separate tables, then there is a chiyuv of heseba. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Pri Chadash argues with this, and according to him, so long as the Rebbe sees him, he should not be reclining. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Pri Magadim, who says that in such a case, the best thing to do is to ask Rishus from him. By the way, the mashmas here is that in a normal case, that's not necessarily the better thing to do. It could be the better thing to do is not ask Rishus and not recline. Sivvav, Hashamish Tzarech Heseba. The one who was serving still needs Heseba, even though one would have thought that in front of the person he works for, it is uncommon for him to show his aristocracy. Even so, he is not considered a slave, and he is chayiv in Heseba, and he is chayiv in all of the mitzvahs. Similarly, an apprentice, one who is not learning, this is not a Talmud for a Rebbe, but this is an apprentice that one is teaching a Parnassa to, and the Mishnah Berurah for some reason mentions even an Eved Ivri, who was a servant, Archayev and Heseba, and then he talks about Ayin Eved Knani, which is very interesting, because we don't really have these Avadim today, according to at least most Poskim, we don't have Eved Knani either. Siv Zion. Kol mishet tzarech heseba. Anyone that needs heseba, im ochel o shasa below heseba, if he ate or drank without reclining, lo yotza, he was not yotza. V'tzarech lachzor lecho v'lishtos beheseba, and he will have to go back and eat and drink again beheseba, so that any of the mitzvahs of the night, of any of the mitzvahs of achilu shtia, if they were done shalo beheseba, the halachi is that one would have to do it again. It says the Ramah now, Hagav, Yeshomen, Bizman Hazeh, Dein Lerech Lahosev, that Bizman Hazeh, that even aristocrats don't recline. Kedai hu Rav Yol Lismo Cholov Shebedi Yevet Yotza Below Eseba. one can rely on the Rav Yah that b'dieved you're yotze without his seba. Now, according to that, it would be a kula. That means it would be a leniency. That b'zman hazeh we would say b'dieved you're yotze even though you didn't recline. The Nirali says the Ramon. The Ramon now turns it over again. Turns it all, the whole thing over. Im lo shasa koshlishi or revi beheseba ain lach servalishtas beheseba. If we're talking about the third or fourth cup that was not drunk beheseba, you should not drink again. Dieshbach shash shanira kamosev ala kosis, because it looks as if you're adding to the kosis. Avol b'shnei kosis rishonos yach servalishta below bracha, but the first two you should drink again without a bracha. Now, what is this talking about? So what the Rama really does is as follows. The Rama originally brought the Shitas Rav Yah as a kula, that even though you didn't eat Be'seba, you were Yotze. We are not makel like the Rav Yah. We hold that you really are Chayiv and Heseba, even in this day and age that aristocrats don't lean, nevertheless one is Mechuyiv to lean. However, L'chumra, we are Machmir for the Rav Yah. Anything where by eating it or drinking it a second time, you may be over an Isser, there we'll say that since according to the Rav Yah, you were Yotza the first time around, Shalo Beheseba, you don't have the right to go and eat or drink again the second time because it could be that, you're doing an Avera. So, the halacha is, after the third coast, between the third and fourth coast, the Mishnah says that one is not allowed to drink. There are several reasons brought there. One reason that's brought there between the third and fourth coast is because you may drink too much, get shikr, and you won't be able to finish the Seder. You won't be able to stay up all night and learn the way one is supposed to. We'll see that later. After the fourth coast, one doesn't drink also for that reason, because one is supposed to stay up all night and learn. Another reason brought down is nira kamosev alakosis, and that's what the Rama is referring to here. It's a tour. It looks as though you're adding to the kosis of the night. Chazal were metakin four kosis, and that's it. You're not supposed to drink more than four kosis. The first kosis, however, the halachi is that you're allowed to add to, and the reason why you're allowed to add there is because since it is normal to drink at that point, since it's normal to drink between Kiddush and the end of the meal, we say that if you'd want to drink more, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha on the kos, because it's normal to drink then, and it's the same way that when we make Kiddush on Shabbos, and you then have a l'chaim in the middle of the meal, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on it according to anybody, even if it's wine, because you were yotze with Kiddush, and you know that you generally have wine during the meal. So the same thing over here, once you know that that it's normal to have wine, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on it. The sheet of the tour is that if you don't have to make a bracha on it, it's not near a kamos of alakosis, because the arba kosis, the minig ashkenaz, is to make separate brachas on each one of the kosis. Consequently, in our case, where somebody drank the first or second kosh shelo beheseba, he must drink over again. We don't rely on the Rav Yah. Whereas when it came to the third and fourth kosh, where according to the Rav Yah, you were yotze already, and now by drinking again, you're mosif ala kosis, here we would be choshish for the Rav Yah, and we would not drink over again. So this is the way we paskin. The first two kosis you would drink over again, whereas the third and the fourth, you would not drink over again. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, who says that since bizman hazeh, it is not normal for us to drink wine between Kiddush and the Suda, means after the first kos. There, if you would decide to drink, you would have to make a new bracha, and as a result of it, there would be a nira kamos of alakosis anyway. He gives an eitza and says that when you just before the first kos, you should announce that by making this bar priya gafin, you will allow yourself to drink wine, and by the way, shar mashkin, between now and the beginning of the meal, and you will not have to make another bracha. This way, should you accidentally drink the wine of Kiddush shelo beheseba, you would not have a problem of nira kamos of alakosis, and you'll be allowed to drink the kos over again. So that'll go for the first kos. The second kos, since it's normal to drink during the meal, you would not have to make another bar priya gafin, so you would have to drink it a second time. Whereas the third and the fourth kos, we would not drink over again if one had it shelo beheseba. V'chein b'achilas matzah, the same thing with achilas matzah, where one would have to eat matzah a second time, if you ate the kazayas of matzah shelo beheseba. However, the afikomen, one is not supposed to eat twice. The Mishnah Berurah mentions you're not supposed to eat two afikomens. After the afikomen, you don't eat anything. So if somebody ate the afikomen, realized that it was shelo be'seba, he should not go and eat another one unless he's in the middle of eating the afikomen, in which case he should lean back and make sure that he has a kazayas leaning back. Says the Ramah now, lechatchila yosev kol hasuda, lechatchila, one should have heseba for the entire meal. This means for eating and drinking. One should see to it that he leans the entire time. So he says here that b'di'eved, your yotza, just with the achila shti of the arba kosis and the matzah, a shamish, the one who is serving at the table, since he's very busy, we understand that his is a situation of di'eved, and therefore one would not trouble him to recline for the entire meal. Now, the truth is that bizman hazeh, many people find Heseba very awkward and the food is spilling and falling all over the place. People rely on the Rav Yoh with regard to the Lechatchila, and they say that since Bizman Hazeh aristocrats don't recline, a person would not have to push himself to recline during the meal and spill food all over himself, and only make sure that he does it for the mitzvahs where Heseba is actually Li'ikuva. There we would not rely on the Rav Yoh.